This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Friday, October 23rd, AD 2020. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. International Christian Concern found that Islamic militants carried out 115 attacks in the West African nation of Nigeria during the third quarter of 2020. That's about 9 attacks per week. During the first two quarters of 2020, militants carried out 400 attacks, or over 15 attacks per week. Much of the violence is directed against Christians. Just last week, Muslim Fulani herdsmen in north-central Nigeria ambushed 3 Christians and hacked one of them to death. His name was Justine Patrick. He was 25 years old. Thousands of people took to the streets of the Central American country of Panama in support of biblical marriage. The country's Supreme Court of Justice is set to hear multiple cases involving faux homosexual marriage. Meanwhile, multiple Central and South American countries voiced their support for the family in opposition to abortion this week at the Organization of American States 2020 General Assembly. The countries included Brazil, Guatemala, Honduras, Paraguay, Colombia, and Bolivia, as well as the U.S. Poland's Constitutional Court ruled against killing babies on the basis of disability. This amounts to a near total ban on abortion in Poland. Pro-lifers in the country have fought for years to remove the disability exception to the 1993 Polish anti-abortion law. Approximately 97% of Polish abortions are done because of so-called, quote, fetal anomalies, end quote. Yesterday morning, Republicans on the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee voted 12-0 to send Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett to the full Senate. Democratic senators boycotted the proceedings, but Republican representatives carried on without them. Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham said he was glad Democratic representatives did not treat Barrett like Judge Brett Kavanaugh had been treated during his Supreme Court nominee hearings.
After allowing Judge Barrett 4 days, 2 days to be questioned, I thought she did an exceptionally good job of handling the questions asked. I thought she was aggressively challenged, but not inappropriately. I want to compliment my Democratic colleagues for not going down the Kavanaugh road.
Chairman Graham announced the roll call vote.
On the motion to report the nomination of Amy Coney Barrett to be an Associate Justice of the Supreme Court of the United States, the clerk will call the roll.
After the roll call vote was taken, the clerk made this announcement.
Mr. Chairman, the votes are 12 yeas, 10 no votes.
In response to the vote, President Donald Trump tweeted, quote, "Big day for America," end quote. With a smile on his face, Chairman Graham announced the good news, bringing Judge Amy Coney Barrett one step closer to serving on the Supreme Court.
The nomination will be reported favorably to the floor with a unanimous vote.
The final vote of the U.S. Senate on Barrett's confirmation is set for Monday. Call your two senators at 202-224-3121 and urge them to confirm Judge Barrett. A federal judge ruled to protect 2 Colorado churches last week, halting the coronavirus restrictions of Democratic Governor Jared Polis. The restrictions included capacity limits on worship services and face mask requirements. Meanwhile, Hermiston Christian School in Oregon is suing Democratic Governor Kate Brown for allowing small public schools to return to in-person instruction while banning private schools from doing the same. Private school leaders that violate restrictions could face 30 days in prison or a fine of up to $1,250. Pope Francis became the first pope to endorse homosexual civil unions this week. His comments in support of people living in vile passions were featured in the documentary entitled Francesco, which premiered this week. Francis stated, quote, "Homosexual people have the right to be in a family. They are children of God. You cannot kick someone out of a family, nor make their life miserable for this. What we have to have is a civil union law. That way they are legally covered," end quote. Pew Research found that 61% of Roman Catholics support faux homosexual marriage. But Romans 1 verses 26 and 27 says, "For this reason God gave them up to vile passions, for even their women exchanged the natural use for what is against nature. Likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust for one another, men with men committing what is shameful, and receiving in themselves the penalty of their error which was due." And finally, the Public Religion Research Institute released their 11th annual American Values Survey this week. The survey found that the most important issues to most Americans were the coronavirus pandemic, fairness of presidential elections, health care, and jobs and unemployment. However, the most important issues to Republicans were crime, terrorism, abortion, and the federal deficit. The most important issues to Democrats, besides the coronavirus pandemic and presidential elections integrity, were racial inequality, climate change, and the growing gap between rich and poor. Psalm 33, verse 8 reminds us of the most important issue for nations. "Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him." And that's the worldview in 5 minutes on this Friday, October 23rd in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.